from this Gemara, he makes a tushtot to the Ran and Sukkot. The Ran says in Sukkot that on the first 2 days of Yom Tov Sukkot, on the first day of Yom Tov, when it's deraisa in the Tilas Lulav, so you have to have Shalachem and you have to have Hador. But in Tilas Lulav, Kol Shiva, that's only Takanas Rabbi Yechon Ben Zaka. It's one of the nine Takanas Rabbi Yechon Ben Zaka is Zechal Amigdosh. So the Gemara says, the way we read the Gemara, you don't need Shalachem, but you still need Hador. So, well, why don't you need Shalachem? And the Beis HaMikdash Tosis holds that they did need Shalachem. And the Beis HaMikdash and the Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva was their right, so they needed Shalachem and Hador. So how come is Manazeh Chutz LaMikdash and the Tilas Lulav is only the Rabbanah Zechel HaMikdash? How come they only introduced Hador and they didn't introduce Shalachem? So they ran right there in Sukkah because it's only the Rabbanah and it's only Zechel HaMikdash, so you only make a Zecher halfway. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in one of his Svarim that the Mokif, that notion that the Ran is explaining, is based on this Gemara. Amei mamani yomir lamani shiboy amei zeichel amigdushu. It's only the Rabbanon, so you only make a partial zeicher. You don't make a full zeicher. So why do the Rabbanon, the Be'er Avashi, count both days and weeks? So that's how the Rambam and the Gaonim understood the Gemara. They hold that it's their right. So he holds the Sfir HaSan, and his man is their right. I, how can it be their right? It says, Niyom haviyachem esayim atnufo. How can it be their right? So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, that what would be this mantra Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim if 1 year there was some kind of an accident, that there was a war, there was a machlekes, whatever, for some reason or another they just didn't bring, there was famine, nothing grew, and they didn't have the opportunity to bring the Mincha Saima 1 year. So what are you going to say, that year the whole Sfira Saima was only the Rabbanah? So I would say, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Rav Chaim says it's Leinitan Leyomer. How can it be just because by accident, for some strange reason or another, they didn't bring a Mincha Saima, say the whole Sfira Saima is only the Rabbanah? Rav Chaim is quoted as saying that that's ridiculous. Obviously, the pshat is bizman she beis hamikdash hayikayim, there's a chiyuv to bring mincha sa'ayimah. So even if you didn't bring it, that doesn't matter. The chiyuv to bring mincha sa'ayimah is what's mechayiv you. Miyom haviyachem sa'ayim atnufa doesn't mean the day on the Tzvirah Sana begins on the day on which you actually bring the korban mincha sa'ayimah. The day on which you became obligated to bring the mincha sa'ayimah. So Rabbanan the Be'er Avashi hold that bizman is there also. There is the same obligation to bring the Mincha Soimah Bizman Azeh as there was Bizman HaMikdash. We just don't have an opportunity, we don't have a Mizbeach, okay? But we still have the Chiyuv Deraisa to bring the Mincha Soimah. And what is the other Mandoma hold? So if Rav Chaim is so convinced that that's so, Rav Chaim is so convinced that that the counting of Sfira Soimah doesn't depend on the actual bringing of the Mincha Soimah, it just depends on the Chiyuv to bring Mincha Soimah. So how come Ameimar, the Gemara says Ameim only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. He said it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Why is it only Zechel HaMikdash? If you say that the Chiyuv to bring Mincha Soimer is Mechayiv you on Sfira Soimer, even if you don't actually bring it, so why does he disagree? Rav Chaim gave a whole interpretation. He said that the Machloikis Amaroim here is the age old Machloikis, whether the Dushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Asilov or like Kitchel Asilov. If you all that Dushas HaMikdash is Kitchel Asilov, Machloikis the Ramam and the Raibit. Like Satanai, Machloikis Amaroyim, and the Gemara, the end of Zerach, in different places, Gibbon, Shavuos, different places in Shas. So Alocha Ma'isa Machloikis, the Rambam and the Raivis, the Mishkan Brewer says it's fake in the Din and Hilchas Tisha B'Av. So according to those who hold that the Rambam sheet is that the Kedusha Samigdush is Kitchel Asid Lavoi, the Kedusha Samigdush is still there, so officially there is a Makam Am Kudush, Lakrovus Akarbanus, so you have a Chiyuv to bring Mincha Soimah. I does not Mizbech, so you could build a Mizbech. You can't build a Mizbech because Nefesh will start a whole world war. Okay, so that doesn't pater you from the Chiyuv. Theoretically, you still have to bring the Mincha Soimah. It's just that there's a technicality that you don't have the ability to bring it. So that's what the Rambam holds, that because Kitchel Asilava, there is a Chiyuv to bring Mincha Soimah, or even Bizman HaZeh, and that Chiyuv is what is Machayiv in Sfira Soimah. And Ameima held, not so, Ameima held that like Kitchel Asilava, that not only is a no Mizbech now, there isn't even a Makam HaMakudosh B'Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, and why not say we're mechuyev to build the Beis HaMikdash and to bring the Mincha Soimah? Somehow Rav Chaim held that that's not so. If you have a chiyuv to be mekadosh the Makam HaMikdash, but it's not yet mekadosh, so then you're 2 steps removed from the Mincha Soimah. If you don't yet have a Makam HaMikdash that has the Kedushas HaMikdash, there's no chiyuv to bring a Mincha Soimah. If you have a Makam HaMakudosh B'Kedushas HaMikdash, they just don't have a Mizbeach, so that means that you're mechuyev to bring the Mincha Soimer, and part of bringing the Mincha Soimer, that's a technicality. You have to get the Mincha Soimer, you have to get the Seorim, you have to make a Mizbeach, and you have to be makrivit. But if you don't even have a Makam HaMakudosh B'Kedushas HaMikdash, if you all like it, Shalas Ilavoi, then the Gemara quotes on Meimah, it's going to be Sfira Soimer Lav Deraisa, because the chiyuv to bring a Mincha Soimer is only if you have a Makam HaMakudosh B'Kedushas HaMikdash. The question is exactly why should it be totally zed to zed? You don't have a mizbech anyway. So you say, well, that's a technicality. We'll make a mizbech. So why not say you have a chiyuv to bring a mincha sayma today? Ah, you don't have a base on the English? No. Technicality. We'll make a base on the English. So why do you say making a mizbech, that's only technicality? Making a makam al kudish b'kudish al migdash, that's more than a technicality. Why do Rav Chaim is something like that? I'm not sure. But that's how we interpreted that gemara. So one could perhaps say that that's what Tosis is driving at, perhaps over here. Tosis says, Nira daf is on as a deleka akrov kimishin asara is also liyam. Why? Why is there an isim alach on erev Pesach after Hatzos? You don't bring a carbon Pesach this man. It could be that Tosis here is working on the assumption that kitchel osi lov, right? Leave out that svar, even if you leave out the svar kitchel osi lov, it could be that Tosis holds that even though there's no ability, we don't have, technically speaking, we don't have the ability to be makriv of carbon Pesach this man azeh. But we still have a chiyuv to be makrov. So the chiyuv to be makrov korban pesach and erev yom tov after chatzos is what asks the melach. Could be that that's what Tosis
said.
The red the klal yisrael atame, then they bring the korban pesach atume. Yeah. If everyone is. Everyone is tamei, they also bring a bitumah. Yeah, I mean if the rov is tahor and the miut is tamei, then the miut are nitchel pesach sheni. But if the rov are tamei, if all are tamei meis, then you bring the korban pesach bitumah. That's the question. What kind of a tumah? What kind of a tumah? The Mishnah says that if the people have a tumah zav zava nida yaledus and mitzara tumah yotzol lemigufoi, then they're not permitted. You're not permitted to bring the korban pesach bitumah. Only if it's a tumas mago. Only if it's a tumas mago. That's how Tosfos says. Only if it's a tumas mago. The Rambam even has a further limitation, further restriction. The Rambam learns only if it's a tumas meis. Only maga ha meis. If it's a maga ha zav, then you're not permitted. Then you don't bring the carbon between. Only maga ha meis. But Tosfos learns not so. Poshim shah. Tosfos in a few masichtas writes like that. That it depends on tuma yotzal megufa versus tumas mago. That could be perhaps pshat and tais. That even mizman hazeh, the leka akro, the kimish and asaros, also liyoda, maybe Tosfos means to say that even though mizman hazeh, we don't have the technical ability to be makrish according Pesach and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but theoretically we still have the chiv. Could be that Tosfos holds that kitchel osilov, could be they hold even like kitchel osilov. Still, you don't necessarily, Tosfos is not meshuvah to say like Rav Chaim said all the way. Even if you all don't like each other, you can say that we're mechuyev tach. We're obligated to make a Beit HaMikdash, make a Mizbech, and bring the Korban Pesach. We can do. So you have a lot of chiyuvim that you can't do. Well, one could perhaps learn a different pshat from Tosfos. The alternate pshat is the more popular one. That was that it could be that Tosfos means to say that the Isim Malacha does not stem from the actual Hakrovas Korban Pesach, nor does it stem from the Chiyuv Hakrovas Korban Pesach. No, just the reverse. The Chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach stems from the fact that the day has a Kedushas Hayom. So the same thing, the Kedushas Hayom and Erev Pesach Yev Tachatzos, the same thing that's Mechayiv you to bring a Korban Pesach is also Mechayiv you to be Noig be Isim Malacha. Just because you don't have the ability to observe the Isim Malacha, just because you don't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach, there's no reason why you shouldn't say that the Kedusha Sayyai Mas is Bimalacha. You could say that the same thing that's Mechayiv and Korban Pesach is Oyser Bimalacha, namely the Kedusha Sayyai. And an Erev Pesach after Chatzos is considered a Yontif. That's what later Mechabim point out. There's only one right like that in the end of Yeridaya. When the Ramua, in the end of Yeridaya, quotes from the Ur Zaruah that one is in the middle of Shiva and it comes Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Erev Pesach cancels the Shiva. One is in the middle of Shloshim and it comes Erev Chatzos and Erev Pesach cancels Shloshim. Unlike every other Erev Shabbos and every other Erev Yontif, which do not Yontif cancel Shloshim or Shiva when Yontif comes, not when it's Chatzos and Erev Yontif. Erev Pesach is different. So the source for that Ramah is an Ur Zaruah. Tosfos writes this Beirush not so. Tosfos in Zvochim. And that's why some Achrayim say we should not follow the Ramah who paskins so in the name of the Ur Zaruah because it's against Tosfos. Rabbi Loza Moshe Hurwitz writes like that in his Sefer, and he writes that there were other Gdolim also who felt that you shouldn't follow that Ramah. But the Minhag Gdolim is that we do follow that Ramah. That Erev Pesach after Chatzos cancels Shiva, and cancel shloshim. I Tosis holds not so. The machlek is Tosis in the Ozarua. So we say Allah k'tiva meikol ba'avol. Whenever there's machlek, we go the kula. So you follow the Ozarua that we go the kula. But the Bir Agra writes on that Ramah, what is the mocker for this idea, for this notion that Erev Pesach after Chatzos has the status of a yomtiv? So he says, when you look in the Chumash in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah lists off all the yomim tovim. So it says that there are two distinct yomim tovim. What we call Pesach is called by the Chumash Chag HaMatzos. The 7 days of Pesach is called by the Chumash Chag HaMatzos. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos is called by the Chumash Chag HaPesach. The yomtiv on which you bring the Korban Pesach. That's Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It says, Babasa Yom Lachodesh Arishan, Pesach Lashem, Chamishas Yom Lachodesh Azeh, Chag Shivas Yom Matzis Techelu. The Erev Pesach after Chatzos is called the Yontif of Pesach. And on Pesach is called the Yontif of Chag HaMatzis. So the same Dushas Hayoim that Mechayiv you to bring a Korban Pesach, even though Bismanazah you can't bring it, doesn't matter. The same Dushas Hayoim that Mechayiv you under normal circumstances to bring a Korban Pesach is Barasas Dimalach. Anyway, it's a chiddush to say that it's a din deraisa. It's a big chiddush nifla. The pashtus is that it's not deraisa. The maximum derabbanan, maybe only minig, like the Rambam wrote, that the whole thing is only a minig. The day on which a person brings the carbon is treated like the yontif shalano, the pashtus is that it's only a minig.
So, this year,
would we view Friday afternoon as a yontif? That's the Shaila Minhagim, yet whether you leave out being Noyam Amatsoi Shabbos when Erev Pesach is going to fall in the middle of the week. Here in Yeshiva, the more popular minig is that you do say being Noyam. And some miyut have the minig that you leave out being Noyam. But you treat the Erev Shabbos, you treat the Erev Pesach after Chatzos like a yom, because he's mitigated to leaving out being Noyam. Okay, that's the issue of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that one who wants to take a haircut should be careful to take the haircut before Chatzos. You should try to take the haircut before Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Then on later on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's another din that we mentioned, yesterday? That Samach Lemincha Le'yachal Adam, a person shouldn't eat a meal. Mini Targima just have a nash, the Gemara says it's mutter. But to have a regular meal is asur. Samach Lemincha. The word Samach means a half an hour before. That's how the Rashbam says. The Rambam never writes that the Samach means a half an hour. The Rambam perhaps learned Samach means right before that smart. But the Rashbam writes that Samach means a half an hour. Just as a side point, why should the Chachamim Epis introduce such an Einfall? According to the Rashbam, that Samach Lemincha Le'yachal Adam is a half an hour, and they use the term samach. So I'm learning Gemara Beitza, so we came upon Rabbeinu Peretz and Aflama Nomer Aleph that's quoted by the later Achronim. The Stechem, it has a bit of an arichas on this. Tosfos writes on Lama Nomer Aleph and Beitza that there's a mitzvah, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah lehosif mechol al hakodesh. So Tosfos says from the Gemara would appear that there's a specific amount of time that you're supposed to add on before Shabbos begins and before Yantar begins. Tosfos says we don't know what that amount of time is, but from the Gemara and Beitza, Lama and Manal, would appear that there is a specific amount of time, a number of minutes. So we don't know what. So the Rabbeinu Peretz comments over there, half an hour, chatzi shor. What does he mean by chatzi shor? If he would have said shor, he don't know whether shor means an hour or shor means zman muat. The word shor in Hebrew doesn't always mean 60 minutes on the clock. The word shor muetes, shor means an amount of time. But if you say chatzi shor, if you say chatzi shor, that means a half an hour. That doesn't mean a little bit of time. A little bit of time. Could have said shor muetis? Zman muet. He's giving you a specific amount of time. Tosfos says they don't know what the zman is. The Rabbeinu Peretz writes the zman is chatzi shor. So the Pashto says that he means a half an hour. So l'chore that Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that this is a concept deraisa, that somuch l'shabbos or somuch l'yonta, one should be ma'asid mechayil al hakodesh. So called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Here the Chachamim wanted to introduce that not only min amincha l'mayla l'yachal adam, a person should need a meal, even samuch l'mincha. So they use the term samuch in the same sense that it's used on the level of the Raisa, with the same meaning, that it should be a half an hour before. That's how the Rashbam understands. Half an hour before what? So yesterday we mentioned that the Gemara has a suffix, whether samuch l'mincha g'dolot tanan or samuch l'mincha kitano tanan. That's the bottom line on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph going over Talmud Beis. Mincha Gedayla is a half an hour after Chatzos. The Samach on the Mincha Gedayla would be Chatzos. That means that you're not allowed to have a regular meal, a whole meal on Erev Pesach anytime after Chatzos. And the other svar in the Gemara was that the Samach on the Mincha Tana Tanan, that Mincha Tan is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. And Samach means plus another half hour before. So it's 3 hours before the end of the day. How do we paskin? So the Rishonim and Hilchos Pesach we paskin Lekula. But Samach Lamincha, you're not allowed to have a meal. Kedei sheyorcha leteyovon. Kedei that he shouldn't eat achila gasa, the Gemara says, in order that they're eating of the matzah. Dil masi lemechla lematzah achila gasa. That's how the Gemara says on Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. In order that he shouldn't eat achila gasa, should be the teyovon. So you shouldn't eat the last 3 hours of the day. So in Hilchos Pesach, that's how we paskin Lekula. It's only the last 3 hours of the day. From Chatzoy, the first 3 hours after Chatzos, he may eat the meal. Only the last 3 hours now. It's very strange that in Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam quotes from the Maharil, that the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Sukkah has to give the Rishava Chamishosa Chamishosa from Chag HaMatzis. That some of the dinim of Pesach are carried over to Sukkah. What are the dinim? That on Sukkah, it's the same as Pesach. The first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah whether you like it or not. The rest of Pesach, if you want to eat matzah. If you don't want to eat matzah, eat something else. Don't eat matzah. Eat potatoes. But the first night you're obligated to. For Erev Techo Matzah. So the same is true regarding Sukkah. The first night of Sukkah, the first 2 nights of Sukkah, and Chutzlar, one is obligated to eat the Sukkah even if he's not really interested in eating. And the rest of Sukkah, if he doesn't want to eat Sukkah. So if you just want to have a snack, a nibble, so you can eat Achilus Aroi Chutzl Sukkah. So that's what the Gemara says. That you learn. That's what it says in the Talmud Bavli. You derive from this the Rishava Chamishosa Chamishosa, connecting Chag HaMatzah and Chag HaSukkah, that the first night of Sukkah is different from the rest of the year. Place is there in Sukkah, the end of the second parak quotes from the Rishami that you learn that more. But just like on Pesach night, the shiur for the mitzvah is a kazayis of lechem. We machma 5 kazayis. It's already not so. But Rishami is. Orthodoxy has advanced 5 times. We're 500% more machma than 500% more machma than we wanted days of the Gemara. 5 times more. But this Mana Gemara, they ate 1 kazayis, like that. 1 kazayis of matzah. Okay. So on Sukkot night also, you have to eat 1 kazayis. Kazayis of what? Kazayis of matzah? No. You have to eat on Pesach night in the Sukkot? No. That you learn out. You don't learn out everything from the Gzersha. Just learn out. You have to have a kazayis of lechem. You have to have a kazayis of lechem on Leil Sukkot. So the Ramah in Hilchos Sukkah quotes from the Maharil another aspect of the Gzeres Shavuot. Just like on Erev Pesach, this is special din. That Samach Lemincha Vayoichal Adam Kedei Sheyoichal LeTeyavon, in order that he shouldn't eat an Achil Gasa. So this din applies, this Chumah de Rabbanan applies also to Erev Sukkah, that Min HaMincha LaMayla you're not allowed to eat. And what's the definition of Min HaMincha LaMayla? Just like by Pesach from Chatzaisan. What are you talking about? By Pesach Gufa was an Ibai in the Gemara, and the Rishonim say go Bakula. That is Mincha Ktana, not Mincha Gdola, not Mincha Tzai. Mincha Ktana is 2.5 hours, Samach is another half hour, so the last 3 hours of the day can't have a meal. So how come the Ramah is more machmer in Hilchos Sukkah than he is in Hilchos Pesach? In Hilchos Sukkah he says you shouldn't eat a regular meal after Chatzai is Kidei Sheyachal Tiyavan on Leil Sukkah. And it was Pesach with Mekel. The first 3 hours after Chatzos he may eat, just the last 3 hours. Samach al-Mincha Ktana Tanan, that you're not permitted to have a meal, Kedei Sheyechol Etiyot. It's Akasha and the Ramah, Astir and the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchili should be makpid about this on the first day of Pesach. You have to eat Shal Shudas. The first day of Pesach is Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it is a machlokes. The Ramah holds you have to eat Shal Shudas on Yom Tov too. And the Shulchan Aruch we passing against the Rambam based on the Talmud Yerushalmi and Ma'aseh Shenin that there's no Shalosh Shudas on Yom. But this year the first day Yom Tov is Shabbos, and Shabbos you have to have Shalosh Shudas. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim that the proper thing is that you should see to it that you have your Shalosh Shudas before, you can't have it before Chatzos. You're not used to Shalosh Shudas before Chatzos. You should have it in the first 3 hours of the afternoon. If the Chatzos is around 1 o'clock, you should have it sometime between 1 and 4. You shouldn't have it in the last 3 hours of the day. Because that's already samach al-mincha ktana le'yecholad mashu tefshach. If you just didn't organize yourself, by the time you finished eating your suda, then you want to have mincha, whatever, then you come to eat the shalosh shudas later. You have no choice. Okay. So you eat the shalashudis. The shalashudis on the Yontif on Shabbos is more important than not eating the samach l'mincha ktana of the Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath. So if you got stuck, so you have no choice, you can eat the shalashudis later. But one should always try to avoid getting involved like that. One should try to seek to it l'chatchila that he eats the shalashudis before the shalashudis by Yom. What's wrong with eating the matzah achila gasa? What's going to happen if he's going to eat the matzah achila gasa? The world is going to come to an end. No, it won't be l'teyavon. It won't be l'teyavon. It won't be so gishmak. It's a hider mitzvah. That every mitzvah should be done by hidura. So if the mitzvah is achila, so one should do an achila that he enjoys. He should enjoy it. The pashtus like that. Taisus writes on the Gemara. No, if he eats taisus writes on kuzayin and veis. If he eats the matzah achila gasa, ain't achila. He not yates in the mitzvah, as it says in the Gemara in the end of Yuma, and they quote from the last parak in Yuma, daf peyam and veis. The Gemara says, one who eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur is patur. On Yom Kippur you're not permitted to eat, but achila gasa is lashma achila. So who had the nami over here? If you eat matzah achila gasa, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Yeah, Taisus of course points out that there are two kinds of achila gasa. There's one kind of achila gasa. Yom Rabbeinu Tam Shrei Gavni achila gasa. One is a nafshe kotze milecho. He's so stuffed. He's annoyed by eating more. But what can he do? The Torah says that he has to eat matzah, so he stuffs himself to eat some more. But that kind of achila gasa is lashma achila, just not yet to go. Then there's another kind of achila gasa that the Gemara in Nazir speaks about, that if a person eats the Korban Pesach achila gasa, because he ate so much on Erev Pesach, so he's not really hungry on Leil Pesach, when he gets to eat the Korban Pesach, it's an achila gasa. So the Gemara says, Nehi the lo yovin mitzvah minam uvchor, true, it's not either mitzvah of a Pesach miyakov, but he is yet to the mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, that means that he's not, he doesn't really enjoy eating the flesh so much on Leil Pesach, but it's not nafsh kotze b'achila. It's not that he's so, he doesn't find eating food revolting. Mechitesh, I'll eat some more. It's not so gishmak. But then, you're lacking in the hidden mitzvah. Yeah. So why did Tesis have to say pshad? In our Gemara, we're afraid that he's going to eat a meal on Leil Pesach, and then he's going to come to eat the matzah achila gasa. Why do I have to say he's going to eat achila gasa? Lav shmachila is not yoytzeh. Say he's going to eat achila gasa. It won't be a mitzvah muhudera. Why should just say it won't be a mitzvah muhudera? The stomach taisis means like this. If you're concerned that the person may not fulfill the mitzvah at all, then you have the right to make exer the rabbonim. We don't allow you to eat a meal in the last 3 hours of the day. Samach l'mincha ktano, shema you'll be mevatel the mitzvah of matzah leil pesach. He'll eat the matzah achila gasa and lav shmachila, you're not yoytzeh. But if the worst tragedy that will happen is he'll eat a meal at Pesach the last 3 hours, then he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah, the hidura. It won't be some mehudur. Because he won't be some mehudur, so you make everybody fast. You don't let anybody eat the normal meal the last 3 hours of the day, because we're afraid that by some of the people, by many other people, this will cause them to be mevatel the hidur mitzvah of the achilas matzah leil Pesach. So the stomatitis is held that that's not enough of a reason to make exeret. To make exeret, the rabbana forbidding everybody from eating, you have to say, if you're going to eat achila gasa, you're not yetzei mamish. Oh, but then there's a real chashash. Then there's a real concern. So we're concerned that after the Jews won't be yetzei the mitzvah of matzah, so we better forbid everybody from eating a meal and Erev Pesach after Hasan. Patient wants to know, Erev Pesach last 3 hours, patient wants to know, what is the guy going to eat already? Chometz he can't eat already from early in the morning. From Shochan Mishus he can't eat chometz. The matzah, the Talmud Yerushalmi says you're not permitted. The Babli doesn't say one way or the other, but the Talmud Yerushalmi says that you're not permitted to eat matzah Erev Pesach. If you can't, so you can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. So what's he going to have a piece of? Gefilte fish. Gefilte fish you can have. A latke you can have. The Gemara says you can eat mini targim, you can have a little nash. A tabu hu be mini targim. The Taisus asks on the Mishnah, lo yoichal adam on daf tzarek tes and beis. Ma lo yoichal adam? What are we talking about? He's not allowed to eat. To have a shtikl gefilte fish is mutter. To have chametz is already also from the morning. To have matzah is also all day long. So what are we talking about? The Taisus says, we're talking about egg matzah. That's the whole Taisus creates in here into the egg matzah. That's what Taisus introduces the Rabbein Tam. That you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's only matzah. That's kosher to be yotzei yidei chavasai b'leil Pesach. But egg matzah is the ha matzah ashira. So you cannot be yotzei in the mitzvah anyway. So that you're permitted to eat on erev Pesach, and it's not chametz either. Atashiv is not chametz, and it's not matzah. So that's what we're talking about. The guy's going to eat a whole meal. He's going to eat egg matzah. He's going to wash and bench and everything. That's the shadow with the Rabbi Natam has said the same regarding pshutois. The din is that the leil haseder you have to have shmur matzah. What's a shmur matzah? That had an asiyah lishmo. So the mice, all of our matzahs have an asiyah lishmo. All the regular matzahs that they sell in America have an asiyah lishmo. Because the Rabbanim many years ago, when Manashevitz opened up business, whenever that was, a century ago, so whoever the Rabbanim were then, they told them that most of the people are not going to buy shmur matzah. They don't know what shmur is all about. It's too expensive. So they better make all of the matzahs asiyah lishmo. So that's the mice what they do. They make all the matzahs asiyah lishmo. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that the proper thing is to be machmir on Leil Pesach to get shmura matzah, not just that it had asiyah lishma, but it had shima mechimus mishas kitzira. That's the Gemara Mem Amid Beis. Mem Amid Aleph going over to Amid Beis. So the Gemara says that was a machlokes amaroyim. That was a big machlokes amaroyim. The Gemara says that Rava was machma like that. My brother Ravina was machma like that. That they did shmur mishas ketzira. From the time that they harvested the grain from the ground, they would put it in a sack and remove it from coming in contact with any water to have all the way back shmur mishas ketzira. The regular matzah is not shmur mishas ketzira. It's only shmur mishas lisha v'yela. But that's a machlekes whether that's good enough for matzahs on Leil Pesach. So many poskim hold that it would be good. That you're not allowed to eat regular matzahs that they sell on the store on Erev Pesach. That's a double kosher like that. According to many poskim, it's kosher lotus for yidei chalasa of a Leil Pesach. But the shot is, what if you have matzahs that were baked by goy? Matzahs baked by goy, so the Gemara said beferish. That's not called shmur. That's the Gemara Memamid Aleph. But take a shal nachrim. You're permitted to eat it on Pesach. Glad sheyachol kezayis matzah b'achreina. The Gemara says Bachrein and Barishain Allah. But you can't be Yotze Yidei Choyvas HaMitzvah with the Goyish Matzahs. Why? Because the Goy cannot make Lishmo. A Goy cannot make Lishmo. That's the Beferish Gemara and Daf Nehem Amin Aleph. It's Seker Shal Nochem. Even though I know that it's not Chometzik, but it's not called Nasa Lishmo. So that's a Machlekes Achreinim within the Rabbeinu Tam. On the first Daf in Arvi Pesachim, the Rabbeinu Tam holds that you're permitted to have Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach. Except for the last 3 hours, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Lo yochel adam what? Matzah Ashira. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah, Matzah Ashira. So what would the Rabbi Natan say about pshutos mamish mamish pshutos? We don't have any pshutos. All our pshutos, amikar adin, are really shmura. For the Mahadrim, it says in Shulchan Aruch that shmura has to be mishas ketzir. But amikar adin, shmura mishas misha is really good enough. But let's say you have goyish matzah, baked by goyim. That a mamish aloy lishma. Mamish not made lishma. So that's a machlokes achrayim. What would the Rabbi Natan say whether you're allowed to eat that on Erev Pesach also or not? So many achrayim say, no, that father Rabbi Natan would never go. He says, matzah ashira has a different flavor. Matzah ashira has a different taste. But that's not the same kind of matzah. But the matzah that wasn't baked lishma, basically, it is a matzah just that you're not yetzi dechavos. The question is, is that really the pshat? Since it wasn't made lishma, so it's not called a matzah. What does it matter that it has the same flavor? Let's say I'll make an imitation. I'll make some kind of an ice cream that has the same flavor as matzah. So you're not allowed to, huh? Chametz dika matzah. Chametz dika matzah I'll eat in the morning. So you're going to say, since it tastes like matzah, so you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach Necha Pesach? No. Matzah means matzah. If matzah needs a seal of shmos, so the matzah is not made with shmos. So why shouldn't it be mutter teeth on Erev Pesach? The Mishke matzah. It's only called a matzah if it was made with shmos. Anyway, it's a machlekes in Achrayim. What would the Rabbi and Tom say in such a case? So this achila gasa is really a question. The Keren Ora points out on Nozir and Davkov Gimel. Keren Ora points out that if you look in just by reading the Gemara, one in Yuma Davpei, one will might possibly get the impression that this din of achila gasa, lapshma achila, is limited only to truma and to yom kippurim, because the Gemara has a different reason by truma, different reason by yom kippurim. That's what Rav Soloveitch pointed out based on the Rambam also mashma like that. The Rambam only quotes the two places that the Gemara quotes. That's all. Ba'echal achila gasa by yom kippurim potter, and a zar shachal truma b'shegig has to give kerem chaimish, But if he ate it, boif and shalachila gasa, then he's not chayiv to give the chaymish. Because ish kiyochot prat lamazik. The zar is only chayiv to pay kerem chaymish if he eats the truma. If he's mazik it, he burns it, then not. So ish kiyochot prat lamazik has two oifanim. If I'm mazik the truma, azar shehizik is that truma is not chayiv to pay kerem chaymish. Or if he eats it in such a way that it's mazik him, he ate it nachila gasa. So then you're not chayiv chaymish. You're chayiv kerem because you destroyed the kohen's truma. I'm a Zara, I have no right to eat his truma, so I'm an Adam Amazik. But I don't have to give a davar haroili as kodesh, and I don't have to be moistet chaymish in such a case. So the Rambam and the Gemara only quote the din of achila gasa by these two cases, by Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says why? Because this is the nisim esnapshesechem, the prohibition against eating on Yom Kippur is because you need inui. So the only time it's a violation of inui is if the person eats the food and he has pleasure from eating, he enjoys eating the food. But if he's so stuffed to the brim, and now he can't stand, he's cuts the machol and he eats some more food on Yom Kippur. He just stuffed himself on Erev Yom Kippur, and then on Leil Yom Kippur he starts eating more, stuffing himself more. So that's not, there's no hanua there. So that's not considered a violation of the inisim. He's still in the state of inisim. And by the zar shachal truma b'shegig, it's also a din. The Zar is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for being mevatel the mitzvah of the truma. The mitzvah of the truma is that it should be nechal by the kohanim in a normal fashion. Whatever zaymed l'achila has to be nechal. Whatever zaymed l'shtiyah, you should drink. Whatever zaymed l'sicha, the Rambam writes the kohen should use it for sicha. So if the Zar, the non-kohen, uses that truma which is zaymed l'achila of the kohanim and he eats it, then he's mevatel the mitzvah of achilas ha-truma, then he's chayiv kerem chaymish. If the Zar drinks that truma shal yayin, let's say, which is zaymed l'shtiyo, and he's going to drink it, then he's mevatel the mitzvah, then he's chayiv kerem chaymish. If he's going to use shemen shal truma that's not zaymed l'shtiyo, which normal person drinks a bottle of olive oil, so if the Zar is going to smear it on his body, that's what the kohen would have done. It's zaymed l'sicha. So the kohen would have done sicha with it, so he saw that sicha with it, it's chayiv kerem chaymish. The truma is not oimid l'mitzvah that the kohen should eat at achila gasa. So therefore, if Yisrael is going to eat the truma achila gasa, he's not chayv, because he's not really, what he did with the truma was not really mevatel l'mitzvah. The only time yechayv kerem chaymish is if the non-kohen does the same form of consumption to the truma that the kohen was obligated to do it. So the same way it would have been mitzvah to bekach by the kohen. So if the zar does it, it's a bitl mitzvah. But as ashochal achila gasa, is not chayv kerem chaymish because the kohen would not fulfill the mitzvah, he would eat it achila gas. The truma has to be eaten, the chveis, mishmeres trumoisa has to be eaten, the kovid, and the leitim, the mashkel, the gdul, the kzav sham loch mochum has to be eaten in a fancy fashion. You're not yet, it's not oimid le mitzvah to be eaten by ifen shal achila gas. So the Gemara and the Rambam, one could dingzach with these cases. One could say that the only two cases where you chayiv, where you putter if it's that achila gas, a lav shma achila at all, is only on Yom Kippur, because achila gasa is not considered a violation of the inisim. He's not getting pleasure from eating the food. And by zar shachal truma b'shegeg, because there the only time it's chayv kerem chaymish is if he does a bitul mitzvah. That perhaps is the Rambam shita. But Tosfos holds not. Tosfos holds that Tosfos is convinced mitzar asvara apparently to make a gzera de rabbanon to forbid everybody from eating a meal an Erev Pesach in the afternoon because you're afraid that this will cause you not to have the hida mitzvah of eating l'teyavoin, that's not a strong enough reason to make it there the rabbanon. If you're concerned that somebody, many people won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, they're going to eat achil gasa, they won't be into the mitzvah on the Pesach achil gasa lav shma achila, then you have a right to make it there the rabbanon. But otherwise you have no right to make it there the rabbanon. So that's why Tosfos understood in the Gemara that halacha of achil gasa is a universal din. It's not only restricted to the two cases that the Gemara had, Oechel Achila Gasa, Yom Kippurim, and Azar Shachal Truma B'Shegig Achila Gasa. They all, that it applies to all mitzvahs in the world. A Hidr mitzvah. That's a Hidr mitzvah. That whenever there's a mitzvah of Achila, so it should be Gishmak a mitzvah. When you got married, so you picked out a very attractive girl wife. So the Pasuk says a Hidr mitzvah. You get married is a mitzvah. That's how the Achronim say, why doesn't say in the Chumash that Zora was so pretty? They tell you that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Hida mitzvah.
Because he had more hana, or because the mitzvah itself is
hana. If the mitzvah is achila, so you have to have more geshmak of food. and he should eat it in a fashion that it's tasty. If you have two kinds of matzahs, one matzah is all burnt and it tastes awful. The other matzah is tastier. So it's a hita mitzvah to buy the matzah that tastes better. And you should eat it in a fashion that that the eating gives you more hana. That's all part of the hita mitzvah. The Ran and the Dorim has a machlekes with the Rashba. A mitzvah slavin on the mitzvah. The Ran and the Dorim says that if the mitzvah consists and after zva, the Ran says that if the mitzvah consists of eating food, then you don't apply mitzvah slavin on the mitzvah. Clearly, you're having hanor. This slavin on the mitzvah goes on kia shayfer and other things. If the person just does a mitzvah which per se doesn't give any hanor sagu. Should I say that the etzim fulfillment of the mitzvah, the kima mitzvah, that itself al pidin is labeled as an act of hanor? But he say no, kima mitzvah is lovely honestness. The mitzvah is not a hanor. But if the mitzvah contains physical pleasure, so you certainly say that mitzvah is lovely honestness. Other rabbi, an enhancement of the mitzvah will be if the person gets more pleasure. He eats the matzah of the korban pesach l'tayavim. So that would be considered a hida mitzvah.
The matzah here, the same shmat, whether the person is hungry or not. He just doesn't enjoy it as much.
Okay, should both. The matzah, the chetzah, the matzah should be very gishmak, and he should eat it in a gishmak fashion. They're both part of the din of the hida mitzvah. We mentioned 2 days ago, we were discussing a little bit the inyonim, so the Tosfos in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this Tosfos that we are machmir not to begin the Seder on Leil Pesach to lift the Sefer Tzuchabla. We mentioned there's a machlekes the Taz in the Magen Avraham regarding Kiddush. Why do you have to recite Kiddush after Tzeis? So some Achrayim say because the drinking of the first Tzos is the first of the Abikosis, that's one of the mitzvahs of Laila. The Abikosis has to be fulfilled by Laila. And the other opinion was even the reciting of the Kiddush itself is part of the Haggadah. Kiddush on Pesach night is different. Manishtana Laila Zavikol Abay is different. The Kiddush on Pesach night is not simply the same kind of Kiddush that you have on every Shabbos and Yom. The Kiddush on Pesach night is considered an etzem chelik of the Haggadah. There would be another nafkamina ledina. That nafkamina is very slight. The Chazan knows that it takes him 6 minutes to say the Kiddush, and another 5 minutes is going to be Pesach Kachavim. Such a precision watch he has. It takes him 6 minutes for Kiddush, and 5 minutes is going to be Tzeis, and he starts the Kiddush now, knowing that no one's going to drink. And the community said, no one's going to drink the wine until he finishes the Kiddush, so would that be good? Okay, that's one nafkamina. But then you have another major nafkamina that we pointed out recently, that the Gemara has a machlekes amaroim on kuf tezayin on the days, on the pasuk, Bavu zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. The word zeh has a connotation of something that you can point to, something that you can see. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Ben Sora Mar that it says Beneinu zeh sarer amoreh. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin Beneinu zeh prat l'sumin, that a suma, if the parents are sumin, there's no din of Ben Sora Mar. So it says Beneinu zeh. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaraim. Should you that's in Tanoim. That says the Farish in Tanoim. So should you say that just like a suma cannot have a child who's a Ben Sora Mar, the whole parsha doesn't apply because it says Beneinu zeh prat l'sumin. Should you say Baba Zeras Hashem Levitzim and Mitzrayim, that if a person is a sumah, even though he has matzah, maror, korban pesach, munach lefonav, we pass an assumah as chay b'chov amitzi. Machlokes ha-tanoim and machlokes ha-rishonim, and Magen Avraham quotes, and Hilchos Kriyashma, most of the Rishonim hold that the din is that assumah is chay b'chov amitzi. Magen Avraham quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's one day. That maybe there's one day in Rabbi Yehuda, maybe a suma is part of the kolamitz. There's one Tana in Hachayvel, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a suma, there's one version of the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is part of the kolamitz. So the Rabbi Yehuda quotes one shita that we pass like that time. The Pashto says we don't pass like that. So the suma is chay b'cholamitz. Suma is all the mitzvahs that he's able to fulfill. If he can't, he can't. But whatever he's able to do, he's obligated to do. So he has to eat Pesach Matzah Mar. So is he mechuyev in Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim also because he says Baba is there? Matamar Menachem Lefanecha. Should you say no? Not enough Menachem Lefanecha. Zeh, the name is there, the kid is there. I'm holding on to the kid. I recognize his voice. I speak to him. I know it's my son. I have it fierce end of the call. But if the parents assume him, so then there's no Dina Ben Sarah Morris. And maybe over here also. Maybe if the person is a Summa, even though he's Mukhiv and Pesach Matamar, he has everything there. Abikosis, everything still. Maybe since you can't really call it Zeh, then maybe it's not chayv and hagodim and atar. Maybe the chiyav hagodim is only with the rabban. So that's a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara. So the Gemara says lamai nafkimina, but the rabbanim halacha lamaisa, the summa has to fulfill the mitzvah of sipri tzias and tzraim anyway. Either it's minatayr or midirabbanim. The Gemara says, well, the difference is, can he be moitzi somebody else? Can the summa be moitzi somebody else? If you hold that the summa is only mechuyev in the rabbanim and the other people are mechuyev in hagadim and atayr, so then nisheni mechuyev bedover. And in Motzei Aser Rabim Yudei Chavos, and let's say the Baal Tekeah on Rosh Hashanah will be a child before Bar Mitzvah. His whole obligation to listen to Shofar is only Midrabbanim, in Tam Chinuch. But he's not Mechuyev Ben HaTorah. Or the husband goes away on a business trip and for Shabbos, and his little boy is before Bar Mitzvah, knows how to say Kiddush, and he's going to say Kiddush to be Mighty the mother. So that's no good. The child before Bar Mitzvah is only Mechuyev Ben HaTorah, the mother is Mechuyev Kiddush Ben HaTorah. So the child is only Mechuyev Ben HaTorah, cannot be Mighty the mother. So the Gemara says over here, can the Summa recite the Haggadah to be Maisi those who are non-Summa? So Allah HaMais, it comes up, that's a rare case, a Summa should say the Haggadah, by us is very rare. But sometimes it does come up. Let's say you have a Seder, the whole family all together, and the old grandfather is going to say Kiddush. He can't say the rest of the Haggadah, he doesn't remember by heart. Sometimes he will remember by heart. But at least Kiddush he wants to say to be Maisi everybody else. So that's a Shailah. One should assume that not only is the drinking of the Kiddush part of the mitzvah halayla, because the drinking of the kosher kiddush is the first of the abikosis, but the actual reciting of the bracha of kiddush is considered an etzim chelik of the haggadah. Like some of the achrayim say, the Taz and the Magen Avraham have two versions as to why you have to wait for the kiddush to say sakacham. So some say because the etzim amiras hakiddush is part of the haggadah, so then the summa wouldn't be able to be made to the other people even with the kiddush, not only with the avarim hayinu. Even with the Kiddush, he wouldn't be able to be Maisi the others. So the Kiddush on Pesach night, in addition to being Kiddush, is also part of the Haggadah. Rav Elbel Soloveitchik in his Sefer points out that there seems to be a fundamental machloikis. Others point this out as well. Rami Prag has this, others point out. I remember one of the Talmidim of Rav Elbel, used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, Rabbi Henoch Fishman, pointed out that he had heard this from Rav Elbel Soloveitchik in Europe, and then many, many years later he got the copy of the Sefer by the Maharal Miprag, and he found the Maharal already has this thought, that he thought that Rav Elbel Soloveitchik discovered America. But there's a fundamental machlokes over here as to the nature of Abikosis on Pesach night. Pesach's opinion seems to be, at the beginning of the Perek, that Abikosis on Pesach night just means four brachas ala kos. That you always say Kiddush ala yayin. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov we say Kiddush ala yayin, and one person takes a little bit of a sip, he drinks the Maloy Lugmav, and everybody in the family is Yotze. You don't require that everybody should drink. This is the Tesis on Tzarek Testament Beis. The Mamascha lo yivchasu loy. The third Tesis from the end of the Yom. Lo yivchasu loy. The Tesis says that the Pashto seems that you don't need a kos of yayin for each and every one of the Bnei Bayis. That perhaps it's enough. Just like Maishna Abikosis Mikiddush the Kol Hashanah Kula Shechem Matzias Kulam. So on Pesach night you have four brachas ala kos. You have Kiddush ala kos, Asher Yalonu ala kos, Birchas Hamazon ala kos, and Birchas Hashir ala yayin. Birchas Hashir ala kos. That's how the Gemara said the Farish. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that the Koy Shlishi, you recite Birchas Hamazon of the Koy Shlishi. But the Gemara says, Shema Mino should be inferred on Kuf Yud Zayin and Mabeis, the last two lines. Shema Mino should be inferred from the Mishnah that this Mishnah is of the opinion that Birchas Hamazon to Una Koyt, and that's known as a Machlekes B'Shamayim B'Silil in other places, in this Perik and in Brachas, it's a Shailen Tanayim. Is there such a din that every time you bench you're supposed to have a kos? You always need birchas hamazon ala kos. So the Gemara says no. You could say that on Pesach night the Chachamim wanted to introduce, even if you hold that you can bench without a kos, you don't do that. We usually don't, our practice usually is that we bench without a kos. But once in a while we do bench with a kos. So there is such a thing, it is nitfas ala yai. That's in the morning when I wake up and I want to start saying shlos ani goy, shlos ani yov, shlos ani isha, so I'll fill up a cup of wine and say baruch yagof and shlos ani goy. The stomach, there wouldn't be any heeder, there's no kiyum on that to say another bracha ala kos. But it's saying brachas hamazon ala kos, everybody's masking, there is such a thing, there is such a kiyum, there is such a heeder. Machlokes ha'tanaim, whether one is it a takanas chacham that whenever you have yayin you should bedaf to recite brachas hamazon ala kos. Well, there never was such a takon, but everybody is masking that if he will recite the Birch Samoz Malakos, there will be a kiyum. So the Gemara says here, the Chachamim wanted Arba Kase Tikna Rabbona Derech Eretz. The Chachamim wanted to introduce Arba Kosis on Pesach night as a symbol of cheres. So kochad v'chad neves bei mitzvah. So they said, let's say a bracha lakos on each one. The Tosfos understands that's the whole story. It's four brachas alakos, no more. You say kiddush alakos, asher bi'alon alakos, bichas hamazon alakos, and bichas hashir alakos. And you don't require that each and every person should drink it. It's enough if one person drinks. And when you look in the Rambam, you get the Rambam and the Riv had a girsa in the Gemara, but the Gemara seems beferish. That's what Avdolvela has the whole arich. The Gemara seems to be speaking beferish about the fact that there are two mitzvahs involved in Abakos. One mitzvah is the way Tosfos says that you have you're reciting four brachas alakos. And the other mitzvah is what the Gemara calls the mitzvah of cheirus, that the Chachamim wanted us to have a lachayim four times. That mitzvah of having a lachayim, that's the Gemara kufches on a day. That mitzvah of having a lachayim, drinking a toast to our cheirus, can only be fulfilled if I drink it myself. If I'm going to listen to you drink, I'll only be out to the brach alakos. I won't be out to the mitzvah of cheres. What is this mitzvah of cheres that the Gemara calls mitzvah of cheres? The Gemara here kuf ches on the base, and the Gemara there on the bottom of kuf yedzayin on the base. What does that mean, a mitzvah of cheres? So the Rambam formulates this mitzvah that the chodor vador chayiv adam laharis asatz mekibu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that the chodor vador chayiv adam laharis asatz mekibu. That's a real chiyuv min atera. That Mishnah is on kuf tezayin on the base. That's a very difficult mitzvah. That's mustam the most difficult mitzvah. None of us are really makayim that mitzvah. The chol davador, chai vodam liris esatzma. A person has to realize, has to think about it and realize that it's not. Did lo hakiyah kadosh baruch hu have a same term harion uvane? Most people do not think like that. Most people don't think so much into it. So that's perhaps the most difficult mitzvah. Eating five kizeis mamatz is not so hard, but to think about this is very difficult. So that's the mitzvah there. I said, should have that attitude. It's learned that from the pasuk, "V'yosana hatzim isham." And then the Rambam writes, "Is the takanim of the rabbanon that b'chol davar." And the Rambam quotes this. Then in addition to that, the Rambam says, "Is the takanim of the rabbanon that b'chol davar chayiv adam laharis esatzmo." You have to do acts that demonstrate as if we just left Mitzrayim. What are the acts that we should do to demonstrate? So the Rambam says there are two. One is drinking abakosis, that's the mitzvah of cheirus, to demonstrate that we have an ichor, and the other is that we should eat the meal behesedah. These are the two mitzvahs that are the two parts of fulfilling this one mitzvah. There are really two parts of the same mitzvah to demonstrate the chol davar chayiv adam laharis esatzmo kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam had the Girsas Harif in the Gemara on Kuf Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says, what if you drink Arbekaisis of a wine that doesn't taste good? It qualifies, like we did, it qualifies, but it really doesn't taste good. It's so sharp. Shosan Chai. So the Rambam has the Girsas in the Gemara that if Shosan Chai, the Yotze the obligation of Arbekaisis, but you're not Yotze the obligation of Chiris. He said a Brach Halakos, but you're not Yotze the Mitzvah of Chai Bar Maharas Hasatz Mikilu Yatzim and Mitzrayim. If you don't enjoy the toast, it has to be a shtia areva, has to be a pleasant tasting drink. Or let's say shosam v'asachas, the person makes kiddush, and then he drinks the whole cup of wine. Then he takes a bottle and he fills up the cup a second time. He drinks a second cup, fills it a third time, drinks that, fills it a fourth time, and he drinks that. The Gemara talks about shosam v'asachas. He drank arba kaisis, but he didn't say sections of the Haggadah in between the first and the second, in between the second and the third. And then between the third and the fourth, so the Rambam has the girsa like the Rif, that if shosam b'vasachas yidei cheres yotza, yidei arbekaisus lo yotza, he's not yotza the four brachas alakos, because he only said kiddush, and then he drank all the four cups. He's supposed to say asher b'yolano alakos, supposed to say b'chas hamozno alakos, he's supposed to recite the b'chas hashir alakos. So that he didn't do, but he had the mitzvah of cheres. So the Rambam understood the Gemara to mean that was the Girsa Sarif. We don't have that Girsa exactly. We have something like it, but not exactly that. So that's why the Rashbam interprets the Gemara very differently from the Rambam. But the Rambam and the Rif had this Girsa in the Gemara, that there are really two different distinct mitzvahs and abikosis. That's why the Shulchan Aruch points out, based on the Rambam, that the proper thing is that a person should drink the baksas. A person should drink l'chatchila kolakos. Why you have to drink kolakos? By Kiddush, there's such a din l'chatchila to drink kolakos? No, the Gemara says they drink a maloy lugma, maspik. They drink a maloy lugma, is enough. There isn't even a heater to drink kolakos. By Havdalah, if you're going to drink a maloy lugma, then you're going to have a sofik bracha achrayna. So we recommend drink the whole kosa. You got to know for sure. You say Allah get it. Say bracha chayin. But by Kiddush, you don't say bracha chayin anyway. You're going to rely on the birchas hamazon. So normally by Kiddush, all you have to drink is a maloy lugma. On Pesach night, it says that's not sufficient. L'chatchila one should drink kol hakos. But if he drinks rov hakos, so that's good based on the principle of ruva kukula. It's not the same as maloy lugma. Let's have a very big kos hakos shel aliyo. I'm using that. I have to drink. Mechaber quotes. I have to drink rov hakos. And if it's too much, to take a smaller kais. The kais has to contain a revius, but you're supposed to drink a rive of the kais, whatever it is. Why is it different from kiddush all year long than a regular kiddush? You don't have to drink kolakos, you don't have to drink rabakos. You just drink maloy lugma fratik. So the answer is according to the Rambam itself. Taisa Take says it's not different. Taisa says there is not enough rive kais. The Gemara says you have to drink rive kais. The Taisa writes on kuf chesem and base. That's not what it means. Taisus reinterprets it. Ruba de kasa. Taisus dimamatcha ruba de kasa. Taisus says, Hainu kimaloi lukmav kiriprishis liya. As they explain on the Mishnah, that it's the same as kiddush all year long, that you don't have to drink kolakos and robakos, you just have to drink aloi lukmav. But in Shulchan Aruch they're machmir, to drink lachatchila kolakos, or to drink robakos, even if it's a very big kos. Why? Based on the Rambam's opinion that on Leil Pesach, not only is there a mitzvah to recite the four brachas alakos, like a regular Kiddush in Avdolah, but it's also a mitzvah shtiyas arba kaisas, derecheves, laharas, kilu hu yotzim in Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that the other part of the mitzvah of cheres is haseber, that on Pesach night you have to eat all meal behaseber. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim in Chidushim and Fiyah Shmua, that this point seems to be a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that haseber is a mitzvah b'chol dovah dorchai b'adam laharas etatma, a mitzvah mid rabbanon. So let's say if the person ate the matzah, shalai behaseber. So would you recommend that he should eat it over again? So Rav Chaim says, according to the Ram, why should he eat it over again? It was yotzei the matzah. Let's say he drinks arba kaisas with that haseber. He was yotzei the arba kaisas. Why should he drink it again in order to fulfill haseber? Whatever you eat on Pesach night, the whole meal should be behaseber. The whole meal should be behaseber. So why should you dafki eat over the matzah the rest of the meal? You'll eat behaseber. Hashem, according to Tosfos, did not understand that there's a din of b'chol dovah d'archai v'adam laharas esatzma. They hold there's a din b'chol dovah d'archai v'adam liras esatzma kilu hu yatzma mitzrayim. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah on kuf tezayin and beis. But there is no din laharas esatzma. Tosfos understood that arba kaisas is not a mitzvah shtiyas arba kaisas, it's a mitzvah broch alakos, four brochas alakos. And Tosfos understands that haseber is the proper way, it's a prat within the midden. Within the din of arbikosis and a prat within the din of matzah. This is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. This is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of arbikosis. And if the person is going to eat the matzah b'li haseber, the Tosfos says maybe he has to eat over again. The Tosfos has the whole, the Shulchan Aruch has all the details. When do you have to drink over the kosis if you drank b'li haseber, and when do you not have to? This is all based on the assumption, like Tosfos, that haseber is not a separate mitzvah to eat everything leil pesach haseber. It's a tanai, it's a prat within the din of matzah and within the din of arba kaisas. How are you supposed to eat the matzah? The haseber. If you ate it b'li haseber, eat it again. The haseber. So it'll be yotzei b'shleimusa the second time. That's all, that's how they point out B'Shem Rav Galgalah. So he said that these two, the Rambam Shita by haseber, the Rambam Shita by arba kaisas, indicate that makes up one sheet that is a separate mitzvah. B'chol dovah d'archai v'adam laharas esatzma kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. The Gemara says that women are also obligated in matzah. We spoke yesterday because yeshdem b'altei chochamis yeshdem mikum lecha matzah. Where do we have the Gemara? Mem gimel on the base, I think. The Gemara has this yalfusa tzadik aleph in the base, and mem gimel on the base. The Gemara has it. What about arbikosis and what about haseber? So the Gemara says also that women are mechuyev in arbikosis and women are mechuyev in haseber, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah says mangrom and noshim should have been turois. Nonetheless, we are mechuyev them because of the svara af hein hoy biyosaner. Yeah. Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why don't we apply af hein hoy biyosaner The other cases, Hakam, it only applies in these three cases that the Gemara has by Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah and by Mikra Megillah and by Abu Kosis and Esev. You never find it anywhere else. The Tosis has difficulty explaining it. And there's a famous comment by the Chasam Sofer in the Tshubas where he says that you only apply this svara up in Abi Asanes where the very essence of the mitzvah is Pirsumi Nisa. When the nature of the mitzvah is the Harith of the Galas Asanes, like the Loshana Rambam by Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. But the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisa, Mikra Megillah is Pesumi Nisa, Adlokas Neiris Chanukah is Pesumi Nisa. These are the only mitzvahs in the Harbikosis and Asay, but these mitzvahs are Pesumi Nisa. That's what the Chassam Sofer explains. Whenever the mitzvah is Zechel Nes, this is to commemorate a Nes that occurred, but then you don't say Afen Habiyas Anes. Whenever the nature of the mitzvah is Lefarsim Es Anes, then you apply this svara b'afin habiyos hanes. Moshe Soloveitchik just added on, how is one able to determine whether the nature of the mitzvah is pesumi nisa, the nature of the mitzvah is zechel hanes? He just added on, whenever you say the bracha shosan nisnim, then it's biyodua that the nature of the mitzvah is pesumi nisa. So on Chanukah, when you bench Chanukah lift, you say shosan nisnim. On Purim, when you read Mikra Megillah, you say shosan nisnim. And on Pesach night, when we have Hefseder, and we drink our bekosis, although we don't actually recite the bracha of Ashras and Nisim, Abaseinu, etc., but the Nesivus writes in his Haggadah, and it comes from the Piyut, from Shabbos Haggadah, from the Bali Atesus, from the Rishonim, that the bracha Ashir Geolon and Golas Abaseinu Mitzrayim substitutes for the Ashras and Nisim, Abaseinu. So it's as if we did say Ashras and Nisim. So these are the only mitzvahs. Just the only in these mitzvahs do you say Afen Havi Asana. The Gemara explains in Arvei Pesachim that right after Kiddush, you have to wash until it's Yadayim in order to do Dovish Tivula B'Mashke. What kind of an animal is that? So the Gemara and the Tosis explains on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. The Gemara explains what it's all about. That there is a Gzeira de Rabbanon that Yadayim Ashni is saying. If I wash until the Sedayim, so I'll remove the tumah of Shnias. But if I didn't wash until the Sedayim, and I was Mesiach Das from Shmias, I just washed my hands, and I wasn't Mesiach Das, so the Yadayim will not be Shnias. It's not as I've lost Tumeim anyway. Anyone who went to a funeral is an Abha tumah. Forget about Shnias. The hands are also Abha tumah, not just Shnias. But even if he would have been to Hirim, so the hands would have been, if we're Mesiach Tas from the Shmiras Ayadayim, to the best of our knowledge, we're Tohar, but still, that's the Gzeira de Rabbanan, the Stam Yadayim, if it was the Hetzagadas from the Shmiras Atahara, Stam Yadayim Ashniya. So what's the din of Shniya? That you'll touch Truma, you touch Kachim, it'll pass on Truma. So before a person eats Truma, before a person wants to eat Kabbanas, he has to wash into the Sadan. Then they made another Gzeira de Rabbanan, that Kala Paisala Sachuma, that since Tam Yadayim Shniyah is saying if you'll touch Truma, touch Kachim, you'll pass on the Truma, so they made a Gzeira de Rabbanan that if I touch water, if I touch any one of the Mashkim, even though the Yad is Shniyah, the Yadayim Ashniyah, the Lachar, whenever you transmit Truma, the Gemara says in the first daf in Bava Kamma that it's always told the same Latkayat, then the Truma always goes down a Dargah. It doesn't stay on the same level and certainly doesn't go higher. Here there's a strange thing, this is only the Rabbanon, that Kol HaPaisal HaSachuma is Metamei HaMashkim Lios Tchilo. The Yadayim HaShniyos will pass on Shuma if I'll touch it. So if I touch with Stami Yadayim Shniyos, if I'll touch Mayim, or one of the Zayim Mashkim, I'll make it into a Rishon Tuma. A Sheni transmits Tuma to a Mashkim, makes it into a Rishon Tchilo. Tchilo means makes it into a Rishon. No, so the Mashkim is Tchilo, so what? So if I'm dipping, let's say, a Danish, a cookie, whatever, into a cup of mashkin, so if I'll dip my finger in the maya daim, stam ya daim, shniya saying, if I didn't wash until it's a daim. So my hands are shiny. My tip of my finger will touch the milk, or the cup of coffee, or the cup of tea, or the water, whatever it is, if it's one of the mashkin, and make an intervention with them, and then when I'm going to eat this thing that I'm dipping in, so it's going to have part of the mashke that's tamei on it. But not only that, the mashke that's tamei is going to be chayzim b'tamei the yoichel, so the yoichel is going to become a sheni. So So what's so bad about that? So what's so bad about that? So go weiter. Then there's a din of tumas agviya. There's a din of tumas agviya. On the level of the Raisha, this doesn't exist. Gviya means a body. Gimel vav vav yud hey. Gimel vav yud hey. Gimel vav vav yud hey. Whatever. Sometimes it's spelled with one vav, two vavs, one yud, two yud. Doesn't make it. It's all the same thing. Gviya means the body. So there's a Mishnah creatures that the Chachamim made there. The Rabbanon tumas agviya. What's tumas agviya? It was a very old gzeira, so old that Amoraim thought that maybe it was their Isa. The Amoraim thought it was maybe their Isa. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, how can they have thought it was their Isa? We know historically from the Yuchez Dover. In one of the first Perek Shabbos lists off the 18 gzeiras, where the Bishamai were rogu against the Bisil. One of them was the Tumas Agviya. So this prompts the Rabbeinu Tam to reconstruct the whole historical development of this gzeira, the Rabbanon, that originally there was an ancient gzeira, the Rabbanon of Tumas Agviya. And then it was touched up a little bit in the days of Beis Shammai and Tilo, towards the end of the period of the Bais Sheni, where the Rabbi Beis Shammai against the Talmidei Beis Hillel, they enhanced this Tumas Agviya. But Rabbeinu Tam claims that obviously from the Gemara you see that this was an ancient Zera that preceded many years before, to the extent that the Amoraim thought that maybe it was a Din Deraisa. Then they came to the realization, no, it's not a Din Deraisa. The whole thing is only the Rabbon. What's this din? That if you eat Oichlum Tmeim, it's Metameyu. It makes you into a tummy. On the level of their eyes, it's impossible. Because Adam v'kelim can only be mekabel tumah from an av ha-tumah. Can't be mekabel tumah from anything lower than an av. Rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, chamishi. Cannot be metami Adam. Only an av ha-tumah or above. So it's riyah. It's a different deal. So echlum ha-mashkim can never be an av ha-tumah because ain't lo tarib ha-mikveh. Even if you take, let's say, Avi Avayis Hatuma, there's a funeral, somebody dies, there's Avi Avayis Hatuma, and they have Oichlum HaMashkim in the room, it won't become an Av HaTuma. Maximum it can become, it's going to be a Rishon. The Darga of the Tuma jumps from an Avi Avayis Hatuma, it's transmitted to Oichlum HaMashkim in the room, they become a Rishon HaTuma. Odin V'Kelim in the room will become an Av HaTuma. And the Oichlum HaMashkim in the room, the Oil HaMeis, will become a Rishon HaTuma. They can't become an Av HaTuma. So if I'm going to eat Oichlum HaMashkim, it can't possibly be Mitami Migdal. Echum Mamashkin can't be more than a Rishon. A Rishon is not Mitami Adam Kel. So that's the Chumra Midi Rabbanon, that a person who eats Echlum Tameim, Mashoskim, Mashkim Tameim, either eats or drinks Echlum or Mashkim, which are Tomei, is Mitami Migdal. Tumas Agviya. I have a Tumas Agviya. So it's Mitami Migdal. So what's the problem? So I'll go to Mikveh. So what's the problem? If you want to eat the chum of a kachem, you'll have to go to mikveh. So the Gemara says that's why they instituted a requirement. If you're going to eat the dovish, if you're going to mashke, you're going to dip some karpas into salt water, you're going to dip your danish into a cup of coffee, you're going to dip a cookie into a drink of milk. So then the stam yadai mashnias are going to be mitamei, the mashke in the cup, and then the mashke is going to be mitamei, the oichel, and then you're going to be eating the oichel, which is tamei, is going to make you tamei. And the world is going to come to an end. So that's why they required Midi Rabbanon that you have to have the Tilus Yadayim. So Taisa says we still don't understand. So still, why did they? Taisa says we still don't understand. Why did they require the Tilus Yadayim if you're interested in not becoming Tomei? If you're interested in eating Korbanos or entering the Beis Hamikdash or eating Truma, okay, or entering the Beis Hamikdash, whatever. You have to be careful not to be mentami yourself. But Bizman is everybody's tummy anyway. Or Bizman HaMikdash, if the guy doesn't care. So if he doesn't care, he doesn't care. So this is just an Eitzah Teiva. We're talking in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is describing Leil Pesach. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Uba Mikdash HaMivim Lefana Gufa Shal Pesach. Bizman HaMikdash, they give him the Korban Pesach. No, he doesn't want to become tummy tonight. Leil Pesach, he doesn't want to become tummy. He's going to have to go to Mikvah in the middle of the meal. It's a pain in the neck. So he better wash until his yadayim before he eats the karpas. Otherwise, his yadayim shnias are going to be mitame the water is going to be mitame the karpas. He's going to eat the karpas. Karpas is going to be mitame him. Then he's going to have to go to the mikveh in the middle of the seder. So who wants to go to mikveh in the middle of the seder? Oh, but Bizman said that we don't have any korban pesach. No one's anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. No one's eating any truma. So Taisa says, so who needs a tefillah? Who needs a metilas yadayim and a davish a tefillah b'mash? That's what Taisa understood in the Gemara. That's the thesis on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amin Aleph, going over to Kuf Tes Vav Amin Beis. They claim that when the Gemara says a davish tevula b'mashke requires metilus yadayim, sorich. Omer Rav Loza, Omer Rav Oshio, the last line on Kuf Tes Vav Amin Aleph, called davish tevula b'mashke tzav metilus yadayim. It's an eitzah teiva. If you don't want to have to go to mikveh in the middle, so So wash until it's done. If it doesn't bother you, or Bismana said for sure it doesn't bother anybody, rots maim anyway. So there's no need for tefillah, there's no need for netilas yadayim, and the dovish is developed in Mashka. So Tosfos did away with the din anymore. You look in the Rambam, however, and the Ayin Mishpat and the Mitzvah, they tell you where to look in the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the din as a real din. There's a takonis. That was the reason why the Tanoim were misakinis. No misakin is a real din. Even if you don't care at all, even if it doesn't bother you that you're going to become tam, even Bismana said that it doesn't bother us at all. We're eating all the food. We are always tummy. Kach tikna chacham. So halacha l'maisa, what do you do? So we see what we do on Lel Pesach. We wash without a bracha. Why do we wash? To satisfy the Rambam's opinion that you have to wash. Why do we leave out the bracha? Because Tosfos holds that it will be a bracha v'atola. The Safik bracha is lachol. Tosfos holds that there never was such a takana. There never was such a requirement. It's an Eitz HaTeiva, Bizman HaMikdash. If you don't want to have to go to Mikdash in the middle of the Seder, so wash, but Dovash it will be mash. But Bizman HaZeh, Tosfos holds the Bechlal Na. So that's what on Pesach night, we are Choshish for the Rambam Shita, and we're Choshish for the Tosfos Shita. The Taz has a comment on this din in Shulchan Aruch, when it says that you wash for Lee Bracha. So the Taz says, Manish Tana Alayla, then we call Alayla. That's the Lashon HaTaz. How come on Pesach night everybody washes? But Davish it's Bilb Mashkin all year long, they don't wash. Everybody dips in a Danish into milk, into coffee. They don't wash. So he says, Mikan Tachachas Megula. From this practice that we have on Leil Pesach, from the Sif that it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you wash without a bracha, you see that the people do wrong all year long, and they have to do all year long the same as they do on Pesach night. They have to wash, the Tilas Yadayim without a bracha, with Davish it's Bilb Mashkin. The Grob was of the opinion, the Grob passed like the Rambam, that you wash with Davish it's Bilb Mashkin with a bracha. Say a bracha too when you wash for Dovish into Vilu Mash. So that far most do not go. Most who are machmer only go like the Taz says, like we follow the Chumrah Shita. You go to Chumrah to wash, but you go to Chumrah Savik Brachas Lachal, so you leave out the bracha. The Netziv in his Agoda wants to be Miyashim the Taz as Taina. Manish Tana Alayla Zenikol Alaylas, Minkanto Chachas Megula, all year long, when Mizalzal. So he says, look, on Pesach night we do all kinds of strange things that are Zechel HaMikdash, and maybe this is only a Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe the Olam all year long we follow Shittas HaTosfos, so we don't wash. We do not wash for Dovash HaTavul HaMashkan. Pesach night we wash to reminisce about the way things were Bizman HaMikdash, that it would make sense, Bizman HaMikdash, that everybody should wash before they dip in the carpets into the salt. Otherwise they're going to have to go to Mikvah in the middle of the Seder. That would be ridiculous. So Bizman HaMikdash, they certainly would wash the Dovash HaTavul HaMashkan. So maybe Bizman is there. We only do it as a Zechel HaMikdash. That's how some Svarim write a minig that many Yekis have, that only the father of the household washes for Karpas, and the rest of the members of the family don't. So that would explain why. If you understand the idea of washing for Karpas the way the Netziv says, that it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, so that's what we do by the kippel. They quote in the name, then it's his. Quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Why do you wear a kippel? So he says, the Morgan Avram gives a different reason why. But the Vilna Gaon says that the wearing of the kippel is Zechel HaMikdash. He assumes, he doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara, he assumes that Mistama, when in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they ate the Kodshim Kalim, when everybody ate the Korban Pesach, or rather Kodshim Kalim, they wouldn't just sit in Yerushalayim and eat in their regular suits. Mistama they would wear. They don't wear big bikuna. They're not Kohanim. Some of them would wear a special chaluk lavan. Where they get this idea, chaluk lavan? This says in the Gemara in Tainus in the Avodah Zarah. Bameshi Meshmoshe Kol Shivus Mei Miluim. Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah Shivus Mei Miluim till the Shmini Lemiluim. Then Aaron Avonov took over. Aaron took over and Shmini Lemiluim. But Bameshi Meshmoshe Kol Shivus Mei Miluim. What did they wear? Big Dekuna. He wasn't the Kohen. Big Dekuna is only for the Kohanim. Aaron Avonov. So the Gemara answers up, he must have worn a chaluk lavan. Doesn't make sense that he wears a regular suit. A regular suit he's going to wear. It doesn't look normal. Gemara says, but chaluk lavan, he wore a special white, a baralis kapot, whatever, a special kippel. So that's what the Vilna Gaon assumes. I don't think we have any sources, but he assumes the same thing. What are the people going to do when they eat kachin kalim? And the regular suit, they're going to eat kachin kalim. So it doesn't make sense. The stamina, there must have been a chaluk lavan, a special white beged that they wore. So the Gros says that that's why on Pesach night we wear a kippel, to reminisce about the fact that Bizman HaMikdash, they would all wear a chaluk lavan when they would eat the Korban Pesach. But we only have the Zecher Lamikdash is only done by the father of the household. One person wears a kippu, and everybody's yet to the Zecher Lamikdash. So that's why the Netziv, based on the Netziv, it would make sense to say, the minig would make sense, that's recorded in some of the Svarim, that only the father of the household washes Netilus Yadayim for Karpas. When you come to Hamoitzi, everybody has to wash. Rochza, everybody has to wash. That's a real din, Netilus Yadayim Lepas. But Netilus Yadayim for Dovish and Tevulu B'mashke, that perhaps Bezman is only a Zechel Amigdash, that's enough if the Balabayis does the washing. But most people do not have that meaning. Most people have the meaning that that everybody washes. In the way we do, yeah. When we prepare the salt water, it already became tummy. But yes, everything is tummy ready. We're tummy. Everything is tummy. It's purely a zechel. That's the question. Is it a zechel amigdash on Pesach night? Or is it a zechel to tum of atara? According to the Rambam also, it's a zechel. But it's not only a zecher l'migdash on Pesach all year long; it's a zecher to the dinim of tumah v'tara. The Rambam's opinion, and the Gro paskens like this, that you always need the tilus yadayim for davish et tivul mash. The whole thing is a zecher l'nihu tumah v'tara. They're also all tamei. Yeah, they're also all tamei. Everybody's tamei this matter. Everybody's tamei. We're all tamei meis. All year long, we know that the common practice is that one person says amoyt and he gives matzah to everybody. Person says bar piagof and then he gives part of his wine to whoever wants to drink from the wine. And we don't say that we're not concerned about the problem of hefsik. I answer amen. It takes a few seconds till I get the challah or till I get the wine. That's not a problem. What about a Birchas HaMitzvah? When you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah and then you have to wait a while till you do the mitzvah. So also Mikra Din is not a Hefzik. But Tosis points out on the Gemara on Kuf Tezvav on the base that Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Aleim Oivel Asi Yosam. This is a little Tosis Diba Masla Matza Lefnei Kol Echad V'yechad. So Tosis says all year long when you say Amoitzi on Friday night, you don't require that you should put a little challah in front of everybody's place. If you do, you do. Fine. But it's not necessary, and it's not really a hefsik, because the person says amen, he waits till he gets his challah and eats it. On Pesach night, there was one opinion in the Gemara. We don't. The final conclusion is not so, but there was one opinion in the Gemara that on Pesach night you put matzah lefnei kol echad v'yechad. The Gemara says l'matzkan and not so. Well, why did he hold matzah lefnei kol echad v'yechad? Because on Pesach night, in addition to the birchas hanehenin of amoitzi, you also say the birchas hamitzvah shekreshon v'mitzvos of tzivanu. Alachilos matzah. So since you're going to say a birchas hamitzvah, the requirement of kol hamitzvahs kulam avarach aleim oivel la'asiyosim is stricter than the requirement of birchas hanenin being recited prior to the hanorah. Birchas hanenin, as long as there's no hefsek, birchas hamitzvah should be more than that. It should be tapke mitzurif to the ma'is hamitzvah. Should be immediately before the mitzvah and mitzurif to it. So if I'm going to say the birchas hamitzvah alachilos matzah, you're going to have to wait a few seconds till you get the matzah. Then there's going to be a problem of over. That's over the over. So that's why there was one opinion in the Gemara that you should really put matzah lefnei kol lechad v'yechad. Everybody should have their own matzah. The maskana, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not so. That you don't require. Hilchos Sokei Ravuna, that we pass like Ravuna. Ravuna says you don't have to have matzah mar lefnei kol lechad v'yechad. Only lefnei mishai mahagoda. That just like all year long, it's not a hefsik. And again, the Birchas Hanenin on Pesach night, it's not a problem in Birchas HaMitzvah either. Yeah, Bizman HaZeh, sometimes it is a problem because we eat a lot of kezes. Five times as religious as the Gemara. We eat five kezes in matzah. You're going to have two kezes for matzah and moitzi and for koirach and then for akikoyman you're going to have. It's going to have lots of matzah. So you can't give everybody from one matzah. So that's why many people today recommend that if you have a lot of guests, so you should give every couple of people on the table, you should give them their own matzahs. Give 2.5 matzahs and tell them they should make their own moitzi matzah. Should do it. Probably their own seder. The Gemara on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph says that you have to have a broken matzah. Madar kishalanda b'prusa, afkam b'prusa. That's a kiyum of lechamoni. The matzah on Leil Pesach has two elements to it. On the one hand, it's lechem oni. Chol achman yediachol alasan adiyad mitzrayim. Then on the other hand, it says it's lechem shonim alo dvarim harpi. We talk about the yitzias mitzrayim when we say hallo. Rashi says you say hallo while you have the matzah on the table. Rashi writes on lamed vav. No, he's supposed to leave the matzahs on the table by hallel also. A lot of people have the meaning that after the benching, they clear off the whole table. What do you need? All the haggadah should get full of crumbs. So after during the benching, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the minig is that you leave some bread on the table when you bench. But after the benching, you don't have to leave over any bread. So Rashi has a kpeda natsa. Rashi says lechem shayim olav dvarim harbe garmim olav asahalo, that you have to have the matzah on the table bishas when you're finishing the halo, not just when you say the first two chapters of the halo. You have to have the matzah on the table the whole time. So and what kind of matzah should you have on the table? So it says it should be prusa. So it's a contradiction. The Baal HaTaim points out it's really a little bit of a contradiction. On the one hand it's lechem oini, on the other hand we're saying hallo, we're singing that we left Mitzrayim. Matzah zu shana alchem al shema shum shalis b'kutzeh v'shal al sena lahachmin ashnig lalein noch machmach kodesh baruch hu giolam. We're talking about the gulas Mitzrayim. Gulas Mitzrayim was not the lechem oini, two different kavanas. So they're both. So the Baal HaTaim says they're both emes. Tzvei halachas, he writes. They're both emes. Ishtei b'chinas b'mat. They're both emes. It's zecha le... He says, kan kayim chatzais, kan le'yach chatzais. That's how he finds. They're both emes. Holach man, that was kayim chatzais, before they had the gilui shechina. And then lacha chatzais, after Marcus Prevost, there was a tremendous gilui shechina, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigla aleim ha'golam. So it's zecha to that as well. It's zecha to both. To make it a little sharper, he says, if you look in the Chumash, one is matzos molein, one is matzos choser, one has a vav, one doesn't have a vav. Okay, and then he talks about what the vav represents. Then he goes already into Kabbalah. But even before you get to the Kabbalah, okay, we understand that matzah represents both. Represents both the simcha of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Yavdus as well, that everything is Menav Shamayim. That the Rabbani Shalom didn't only do the Gula, the Rabbani Shalom is the one who did the Golus. He told the Ram Avinu, Ger Yazarach Beretz Olam. He told him in advance that this is a punishment for something that he had said or he had done. The Medrash had different opinions what it was a punishment for. But obviously the Golus was a punishment for something that had occurred. So the din is that you have to have a prusa when you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. We are very medactic. We break Kadosh Uchetz Karpas Yachas. We break the matzah all the way in the beginning. What is that all about? Why do we break the matzah in the beginning? We're not holding, but it's going to take an hour. So we're going to get to the al-achilas matzah. So I would have understood if you would have had kaddish yachatz, if you break the matzah, because you have to have kiddish m'mok mesudah. I would have understood. You say kiddish and then you break the matzah to demonstrate, hold your breath, we're going to eat the meals soon. But we don't have kaddish yachatz. We have kaddish urchatz, karpas. So what do you have yachatz now? So have yachatz later. Are you holding by saying amaki before you go to wash? Make the yachatz. So that's what the Maharal Prague and the other Mefarshim on the Haggadah point out. I think Rishonim explained this as well. That we want to have lechem only lechem she'oinim ala dvarim hardei. It says on Lamed Vav Menalf that we recite the Haggadah when we have the matzis megulos, and we want to have lechem only prusa madar kishaloni beprusa. So you want to have oinim dvarim harbi on a prusa. So that's why you have to have yachatz magid. Before you begin the Haggadah, you have to have the yachatz. In order that the whole Haggadah should be recited over a lechem only, which is a prusa. When you get to eat by Hamaitzi, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he thinks that there's a major machlekes of Rishonim whether you really need two kezeisim or not. The Mechaber quotes, I think, from the Rosh, that you have to have two kezeisim. One kezeis for the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. Every Shabbos Yontif you have to have a kezayis for the mitzvah of Suda, and then you have to have another kezayis from the prusa to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, of lechamoni. So Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halach, he doesn't really understand why the Mechaber was so machmeh. He thinks that Rav Rishonim don't hold like this. He says only the Rosh and a couple of other Mishnah. It all depends how you want to look at the situation. The cup is full, the cup is in. Only the Russian, a few other Rishonim say. The Russian, a few Rishonim say. It depends how excited you want to get. And Mishnah Berurah gets excited the other direction. Why was he machman? All of Klal Yisrael, he thinks that Rav Rishonim hold that it's enough at one kazais. He only took kazais. According to fundamental machlokes Rishonim here, what is the nature of the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach? Is it a separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif? Every Shabbos Yontif is a mitzvah to have a Sudah. On Pesach night, all of the mitzvah to have a Sudah. So you have to have a kazais of lechem, kazais, kibetz, yosim kibetz, whatever you need for the Sudah. Then in addition to the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, there's another mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night. That's not the mitzvah of Sudah. That's unrelated. So you need a kazais for this and a kazais for that. Two different mitzvahs achilu. Or maybe you should say no. That when the Torah requires of us that we should eat a kazais matzah leil Pesach, the Torah is telling us that this is the menu of tonight's Sudah. Tonight, the mitzvah, you know, there's a mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. So the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif consists on leil Pesach of eating a kazais matzah. So those are the two opinions. The Rishonim seem to have 2 days about that. So the third, those are the two opinions that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, whether you have to have two separate kazaisim. Oh no, what do you need two kazais? It's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is the same mitzvah as Sudas Yontif. So have a kazais, not Friday. Tosis talks the fairish this language. Tosis discusses Akuf Tezvav and Menalov, Dima Matzil, the Hodar, Ochil, Chosa. Tosis discusses when we eat Moror, how come we don't say Bar Pri Hodoma? So Tosis gives two ends. Three ends. Two and a half answers. So this gives two answers. One answer has two variations. So three answers. One answer is, well, you do say Bar Pi Adam. That's why you said Bar Pi Adam over the Karpas, and you have to have in mind when you say Bar Pi Adam over the Karpas that this should cover the Moror as well. That's Rabbi Yosef Toydala, Rabbi Yosef Tuvela. Rabbi Yosef Bonfi, that was a common name for him, Bonfi. So when they wrote it over in Hebrew, so they called him Bonfi, Toydala, a good boy, Bonfi. So he's the one who wrote the piyut that we say, that we don't say. He's the one who wrote the piyut that we didn't say on Shabbos HaGadol. If I'm not mistaken, I think in Rav Soloveitchik's yeshiva in Boston, they didn't say any piyutim in the middle of the Chazoras HaShatz, but these piyutim on Shabbos HaGadol and on Parshas Parah that are full of dinim, so these piyutim that we say after Chazoras HaShatz, if I'm not mistaken. Because Tosis quotes the piyutim, Tosis, in a few places. And in the Or Zeruah, the big sefer of the Or Zeruah, by one of the Rishonim, has a long pirush by Rabbeinu Shmuel Mifalaiza, I think. But one of the Balei HaTosfos has a long commentary on this piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tovelim. Halakei Aruchos, I think it's called. No, it's not. He has all the Hilchos Pesach, so they need a pirush. They need a pirush of the Balei HaTosfos to explain what the piyut is talking about. So that's like learning a chunk of Tosfos, like a chunk. The Mordechai quotes Keseder from the piyut of Rabbi Yosef Tovelim. It's full of halacha, so that's why Rav Soloveitchik's practice was that these piyutim, he only said piyutim in the middle of Shemana Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. All year long, he didn't say piyutim in Shemana Esrei. My rabbis used to say, Leil Yontif, he said, my rabbis in the Birchas Kriya Shema. In the morning, he was makpid, Rav Soloveitchik was makpid to follow the levush, that they didn't say any piyutim in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they wouldn't even say the one line. We wouldn't say the long one, we wouldn't say the short one, we wouldn't say anything. The Lewish says the reason why, because you're afraid that you may miss Zman Kriya Shema. But likely you're not going to miss Zman Kriya Shema. But Bapayka, you may miss the Zman Kriya Shema. So in Shemana Esrei, Rav Soloveitchik's practice was they only said piyutim in Shemana Esrei and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Tziv has a tshuva where he talks about this. He says that Aseres make tshuva al pidin, or you make tfilo. So that's why he says there are three menhagim. You always have the right to add on piyutim whenever you want in the middle. That's the Balei HaTosfos. He never allowed to add anything on that, the Rambam Shita. And then he says there's a third Shita that seems to be rooted in the Masechet Sofrim. And Aseres, he made sure that this al pidin, Azmanei Tfilo, these are Yemei Tfilo. Then Aseres made sure he can add on piyutim. We all add on Zachayin Alachayim, Michamurcha, Besefachayim, Chsov, and so on. So these are piyutim. So on Rav Soloveitchik's meaning was that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur he would add on in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz. All the other Shabbos and Yom Tov not, except for these two piyutim. I think they used to say it. They probably still do. They said it after Chazoras HaShatz. Shaila about the piyut of benching Tal and benching Geshem. The meaning in most places is that you bench Geshem or bench Tal. Let's say the first day Pesach in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz, middle of Musaf. So that's also subject to this machlokes. So you have the right to add on to piyutim in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. So many have the practice to follow the Vilna Gaon that he said they used to bench in Eretz Yisrael. They do like that. They bench Tal, they bench Geshem before the Chazan starts, before everybody starts davening. They don't say in the middle of different minhag. So this is the question that Tosis poses on Kuftes Vavim and Aleph. When you eat the maror in the middle of the meal on Pesach night, how come you don't say Bar Pri Yadol? So the quote of Yosef Tuvelim writes in the Piyut that you do say Bar Pri Adam, and the Bar Pri Adam on the Karpas covers the maror. The Balei HaTosis hold that doesn't make any sense. It's such a long pause between the Karpas that was all the way in the beginning, an hour and a half later. No one even remembers that you have any Karpas. You have Kaddish Ruch Karpas, then you have Yachas Magid, such a long, with all the Gematrios and the Rosh HaTevis that the children are going to act. So how can you say the Bar Pri Adam? From there goes it to Redi Hesach Hadas, Tosis says. So they don't like that shot that Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. But they say that there's no need to say a Bar Pri Adam on the Karpas because you said Hamoitzi beforehand. And that's Dvarim Haboyim, B'Terech HaSude, Machmas HaSude, do not require a bracha. Why should I consider it Dvarim Haboyim, B'Terech HaSude, Machmas HaSude? The here Tosis and brachas and the Pesachim have two variations of this pshat. One version they say is that, well, you're eating lettuce. A lot of people eat lettuce, and you go to a fancy hotel, you go to a wedding, they serve you lettuce. That's an appetizer. Says Mamasha, Parperas Apas, Dvamabai Mahmasa. So, yeah, this is neat if you're having lettuce. Well, if you're having horseradish, if you go to a wedding, they give you horseradish. Mamasha doesn't fit in at all. If you have horseradish, the Shaila Yotze with horseradish. Maybe it's not one of the Hameshis Aminim that the Mishnah lists off on Lama Tesim and Aleph. Five vegetables that he ate with. So some kind of that horseradish is Bechlal not one of the five vegetables. One of the boys in the yeshiva, I think he was a student of mine the first year that I taught in the yeshiva 28 years ago. I was now a professor in a university in Eretz Yisrael. He was a student here in the yeshiva. He published an essay in the journal Gesher. It was supposed to bridge Torah with scientific studies. He studied botany. And now he's a professor of botany at some university in Be'er Sheva or something like that. So he published a very fascinating essay where he explained that based on the poskim, that horseradish is not really one of the 5 million. It can't be. If you look in the Gemara, they're all green leafy vegetables. It can't be. Horseradish is a root. It's in Gansanat. And he shows that the practice to eat horseradish began in the northern countries when the green vegetables weren't ripe yet. They weren't ready yet. So the kosher didn't have the ability to eat any lettuce or any endives or the other stuff. So Malay's brayer is, so they took horseradish. And it's not really bitter, it's sharp, it's in gansan, a different sensation, a whole lesson. So this essay has already been translated into Hebrew. And a lot of people on Bnei Brak are on this. This guy wrote an essay that maybe horseradish is not from the 5 million. In Shulchan Aruch, the Achrayim say horseradish is tamcha. Mishnah has chazeres tamcha chachavino ulshin moro. Five vegetables I mentioned. So tamcha is the second. So they say it's not tamcha. Who says that? That's tamcha. It's highly questionable. Anyway, so that's the question. What if you're going to have some maror in the middle of the meal that's not dvar mabayim machmas hasude? You're going to have horseradish, right? You're going to have a horseradish. So how can you call that dvar mabayim machmas hasude? So Tosis has the other variation of this pshat is al pidin it's dvar mabayim machmas hasude. Because since the Chumash says al matzahs and rorim yochluhu. That's the expression that appears. Bamidbar Tes, it says here. Kuftes lo menal. We quote the pasuk from Bahal Oisra. Al matzahs and rorim yochluhu. It says first matzahs, then merorim. So the Rashbam has a comment on this, on the previous daf, Kuf Yudal and Beis. So in that pasuk you see that there's a seder. That's why we call it a seder. There's a seder lachatchila deraisa on Leil Pesach to eat first the matzah and then to eat the maror. There's a specific order, the araisa. Everything else is only the rabbanon, the yachatz, with the karpas, that's only the rabbanon. But there is like a seder avodas yom kippurim, there's a seder. And there are discussions in the Tanaim, and the Mishnayis, and Yume, that if you did some of the avodas shalala seder, when there's a possible b'dievet, you have to repeat it, when there's a not possible b'dievet. Avodas panim, avodas chutz, which avodas to hear also. On the level of the araisa, for sure, there's a little bit of a seder. Then with the rabbanon, there's even a bigger seder, kadosh, yuchatz, karpas, yachatz. There's even a more detailed seder. But on the level of the Raisa, this is the seder, first eat matzah, then eat maror. The Tosis says, that seder the Raisa tells you that the maror as bitter and as awful tasting as it is, and it's not at all an appetizer, al pi din it's called Dvar Mavoi Machmas Hasudim. The Torah tells you that on the menu of the meal tonight, you got to eat first matzah, and then you got to eat mar. This is the meal. This is the sudah. But that day in Taisis is saying the Farish that the mitzvah of eating matzah leil Pesach is the same mitzvah of sudah. It's not two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to have sudah siyantav, another mitzvah to eat matzah. No. It's Hainu Hach. It's the same kazais. You know, like the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't understand why the Mechaber quoted this chumah to have two kazais, and he thinks that Rav Rishonim holds enough one kazais. One kazais means that that's Hainu Hach. That's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of sudah siyantav, leil Pesach, should be fulfilled by having this maror, that's one of the courses of the meal, and it should be fulfilled dafka by having matzah lechem oni. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of sudas yom. Anyway, that's a big machlokes of Rishon. In Shulchan Aruch, they recommend in order to be yotzei, they call ashitas, so that when you say the bracha baruch pri adam on the karpas, you should have in mind that this should cover the maror as well. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam in the name of the gonim. That's what the karpas is all about. That the bracha baruch adam covers the mar. But on the other hand, Taisa's opinion is that it can't cover the mar. It's a long hesach hadas. So according to Taisa, there's a different reason why you don't say baruch adam, because he said amoytzi on the matzah, and the mar is dvarim haboyim achmas hasude. One version or the other, whatever. So what's with the baruch adam on the karpas? So Taisa says no, that can't cover the mar. It's too far later. So how come he didn't say baruch nefashas? If you have vegetables before the meal and say Bar Pi Adama, and you plan to have more vegetables in the middle of the meal, so the Bar Pi Adama goes on the vegetables before and the vegetables during, and the vegetables during are going to be covered with the Bichos HaMazon after. So the Bichos HaMazon covers everything, covers the vegetables before the meal as well. But if I have vegetables before the meal and I have a Hesach Hadas, an hour and a half, 2.5 hours, I have a Hesach Hadas, and then I'm going to have vegetables in the middle of the meal that are going to be covered with Hamaitzi. It can't be covered with the Bar Pi Adama before. That's already gone and forgotten. So how come I didn't say Bar Nefashah Sam before? Say Nechanam, you should have to say Bar Nefashah Sam before. But according to Rabbi Yosef Tavelam, we assume that no Hesach Hadas. Adarab, the Bar Pi Adama on the Karpas does cover the Mora. So that's why the Maharam Gutenberg, following the meaning of the Hasidic Ashkenaz to be, try to be Yotzi, they call Ashitas. Maharam Gutenberg, quoted by the Hagos Maimon, he says, you should say Bar Pri Adama. It says in the standard Haggadah, you should say Bar Pri Adama on the Karpas and have in mind that this should cover the Mara. And then you should be careful to eat less than the Kazayas of Karpas. So you don't say Bar Pri, but you don't say Bar Nefashas, you have less than the Kazayas. Then when you come to the Mara, so everything is covered. Either it's covered with the Bar Pri Adama of the Karpas, or it's covered with the Hamaiti, one way or the other. The Rambam writes that when you eat Karpas, you have to eat a Kazayas of Karpas. Just like you have to have a kazayis of matzah and a kazayis of morah and a kazayis of korban pesach, Rambam says midirabbanan de'om misakan, that you have to eat karpas. What's the difference? The reason the Gemara says kadesh yishol atinoy, what's the reason? But once they're misakan, you have to have karpas, you have to have a kazayis. So that goes maimony on the bottom of the Rambam, sort of suggests that maybe it's a misprint in the Rambam, because the Rambam by morah forgot to say that he needed kazayis. Only by karpas he says he needed kazayis. He thinks that maybe that line belongs later. He says Bar Pi Adama, you eat karpas, and he doesn't say how much to eat. And then he says later, when you eat the maror, you should say alachidus mar. And that line from before belongs later, that you should eat very scholarly. The problem is that we don't have any manuscripts that read like that. That's how that goes. Maimony suggests that it should shtim with the Maharam Rutenberg's practice. What do you use for karpas? Something which is Bar Pi Adama. Some people use bananas, some people use potatoes. The Magen Avraham says that it's not right. That you're supposed to use a green vegetable. It's called gyrochus. You're supposed to have gyrochus. Gyrochus are green vegetables. The Yishalmi even says, what green vegetable? On Sukkot, would you have to have two kizayis?
Yeah, Rishon said he wanted one kizayis for two kizayis and one kizayis.
For the mitzvah of matzah?
No.
For the mitzvah of the achil of the Sukkot. You should have had the same machlekes. They don't have it in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch only says one kizayis. There is a machlekes on Leil Sukkot. The first night of Sukkot, how much lechem do you have to eat in the Sukkot? Kizayis or kibetza? But the Ritva quotes, some show them how you have to eat yoytzim in kibetz, because less than a kibetz is achilas aroi, so you're allowed to eat a chutz l'sukkah. But you can eat a chutz from sukkah, so how is that called the kima mitzvah? You happen to eat it in a sukkah, it doesn't mean anything. But if you eat more pas, bread, more than kibetza, that requires sukkah, that's called achilas keva. So then if you eat that in the sukkah, so then we understand that's a kima mitzvah. And the way we passed in the Shulchan Aruch the other day in the ritual, the way we accept lalacha is no. That since you learn out from Pesach, Hamishas, just like by Pesach, a kezayis is enough. So too by Sukkot, a kezayis is enough. And there nobody says that you need two. That's the taina. If you're comparing it to Pesach, and there you say one is enough, so they should have said here by Pesach also one is enough. Why don't we say a bracha?